Kai watched Rafe's image on screen through the canopy of her chair. Still alive, and much more the Rafe she remembered so clearly from those early days. But it was not the time for reunions.
Down jump turbulence. Something big. Relayed from Proof Rock. Coordinates plus 47.3, 62.4. No tags yet.
Number?
Unsure.
New Ansible node identifying as Slaughter Key Space Force Admiral Pajan commanding for Admiral Vada.
Here. Admiral Pajan, this is Kailara Vada, Space Defense Force.
The man facing her in the familiar uniform of Slaughter Key Space Force looked every centimeter an admiral. He might have come off a publicity brochure. He also looked angry.
My orders are to place this force under your command, Admiral Vada. What is the situation and what are your orders?
Now came the moment Kai both wanted and feared. She had to gain Pajan's trust and his captain's trust in the few moments available. On one side of her display, the familiar ship names came up as their beacons registered. The Reef-class heavy cruisers Mandan, Bailey's, Segan, and Adelie. Medium and light cruisers Rapier, Arbalest, Trebuchet, Warhammer, Scimitar. Names she had learned that first year, when they had to recite them during PT, every ship on the books. She had struggled to come up with a plan that used Slaughter Key's traditional strengths, but melded them with the new reality of onboard Ansibles. And instead of trying it out in training, or even in a dry simulation in a conference, they were in the midst of a battle.
You're a welcome sight, Admiral. In brief, we have roughly 300 enemy ships in system, combat in progress. Situation report follows on data channel. Are all your ships capable of precision micro jumps up to 2 light hours?
Space Force training concentrated on shorter distances.
No, Admiral. Not really precision at that distance.
We need to get your ships out far enough that we can pair them with those carrying Ansibles. We operate dispersed, in pairs or clusters.
That's very unorthodox. How do you control... Oh, you're used to this.
Yes, Admiral, I am. You should have received the situation data.
Yes.
I'm now squirting you the orders for your formations. You will be met by space defense ships there with either that beacon, Moray, or Cascadia.
On her display, Vanguard 2's forward beams stabbed out at an enemy cruiser in a series of timed bursts, shields snapping shut between them. The enemy fired back, but their own shields held.
Captain Argelos, Shara's Gift 2 will be your liaison. We're presently engaged.
You're fighting now? Which?
Vanguard 2. If your scans have cleared, I suggest you get to the coordinates on those orders immediately. Turek has plenty of ships. He can jump in 30 or 40 on you at any time.
The Mandan Reef Ansible snapped off. She hoped that meant they'd jumped, as she directed, but there was nothing she could do about it if they didn't. If nothing else, the arrival of another force should shake Turek up. He had run before when he found force building against him. She had other calls waiting. The ISC commander, Driskill, with a patch through an Ansible platform and boosters, had accepted Rafe's order and was now willing to cooperate fully. His ships, however, were incapable of keeping up with hers in rapid maneuver, even without the light lag problem. Her original plan to twin them with her Ansible-bearing ships would not work.
I've been watching you on scan. Your jump precision and your gunnery, brilliant. We'd slow you down.
What about your weapons?
Old. But we do have fresh munitions, and plenty of them. Chairman Dunbarger got us the funds.
I'll shift one of our Ansible-equipped ships to you for communications. If you're within 3,000 kilometers, the light lag in communications will hardly be noticeable. So that's your maneuver envelope. If an enemy attack formation is in range and you can hit them in the flank, do it. But if they're not in range, don't go looking for them unless I say so. Now, what about Nexus Defense?
I'm in command of that, too. It's all small ships. Fast and agile, but small. Lightly armed.
Small, agile, and fast is perfect. But you'll be busy. I need a separate commander for that.
Senior Commander Stanson. Shall I patch for you?
Yes.
Moments later, Kai was telling Stanson what she needed from him.
And if you find any of the stealthed observers, hit them with everything you have.
Found the main fleet. Sending the coordinates. I don't think I was spotted. Some of them may not realize we captured this ship at Box Top.
How close are you?
Just out of my missile range. Inside the range for you, but it's a long shot. If you want to land on top of them, even this bunch outnumbers you, it'll be risky.
They're resting. We're fighting. If I can distract them while Argelos pairs the Space Force ships with ours, it's worth trying. Do you have a range on them? And you know which ship is Jurex?
Yes, I have a range. Coordinates transmitted. There's apparently a command cluster, and I think Turek's ship is the one tagged Bloodblade.
That would be. Fits his style.
By its mass and weapon signature, it may be one of the new Moray-built heavy cruisers.
Bloodblade's position, according to Yamini, was nestled in the middle of the enemy ships, but Turek had arranged them in an oval disk, not nearly as deep as it was wide. Clusters of 3 to 5 were within a kilometer of each other and separated by only 5 to 10 kilometers. Kai brought her attack group of heavy cruisers in above the center, only a kilometer out. At that distance, there would be no scan lag and no room for error. Vanguard 2 emerged exactly on target, its pre-programmed weapon sequences locked onto targets, and fired within a hundredth of a second faster than human reflexes. 14 heavy cruisers, point-blank into the enemy ships, sustained fire that ruptured 5 of the enemy at once, spalling off debris that impacted shields on ships farther away. The formation loosened, but only a few ships blinked out, having jumped somewhere. Past the closest ships, the Outer Guard, Bloodblade's beacon showed briefly. Then other ships intervened. Then the pre-programmed jump whisked them all 10 light seconds away, and none had taken damage.
Good shooting. Yamini, have you tracked Bloodblade?
They're reforming. You shook them up, but they're still functional. There they go, 50 or 60, all in to jump at once. Should be an attack force.
3 attack forces, all 3 remaining Ansible platforms. The Nexus ships are harassing them.
Argelos had the Space Force ships organized by now. Kai sent them out, also in separate groups, to jump in on the attackers. Space Force ships, she noticed at once, caught on quickly and did what they were told. Their gunnery was outstanding compared with the privateers she'd started with. Each enemy attack group lost ships and fled before doing much damage to the platforms. Yamini reported that Turek had dispersed his large formation.
At least 3 more ships blew after you jumped out. I couldn't tell if it was debris strikes or their attempt to return fire hitting some of their own ships. Some of the up-transitions showed wobble. I think several have damaged to their FTL engines. I'll keep looking for them.
Found a stealthed observer. You do want me to take it out, don't you?
Let's see if the pirate Ansible on planet can contact that ship and distract it with a demand for information. Then you'd be safer coming in behind it. Kai contacted Rafe and explained what she wanted. If you have enough of their code.
Their local agent wasn't the brightest star in the sky. I should be able to fake something, and I do have that access code. What do you want me to tell them to do?
Anything that focuses their attention. Tell them you heard there's another relief force coming in from Cascadia, say, and you just want them to know it.
Right. And then I'll do a dramatic cutoff that makes them think I've been spotted. How's that?
If you think it's necessary.
Craft? It's all about craft. You do realize that your ships could be giving false data to the enemy if you had their specific access codes and enough of their jargon, don't you?
You mean Ransom could blow their observer, then report that he'd blown one of ours?
His ship chip would give him away. But only when their scan picked him up. It's not part of the Ansible's transmission.
That's a brilliant idea.
In fact, I could do that from here. Ansible signals are only slightly directional, and in the midst of a battle with ships jumping all over the place, no one really notices if the signal comes from the ship, other than originating in access codes, which I have.
15 minutes later, Ransom was able to ease Glorious near enough to the observer that he blew it with his first salvo. Then, using the codes Rafe had transmitted, he reported that he'd blown an intruder. Meanwhile, Rafe began transmitting from a variety of ship codes, copying Vanguard 2 so Kai's staff would know what the enemy were being told. She herself followed the flow of battle, redirecting her forces as it shifted, a corner of her mind aware how different this was from the days when she'd blundered her way through her first fight. Layer after layer of data, complexity on complexity, never complete, never the same from instant to instant. Yet she felt, she knew, she was sensing the shifts correctly, making the best decisions anyone could. Attacks, counterattacks, skirmishes between Nexus Defense's tiny cutters and an enemy ship unlucky enough to be found far enough from help. Their weak shields made close attacks suicidal, but their weapons were only accurate close in. 2 of them sneaked through Turek's Guardian escorts to fire directly on Bloodblade. Once inside that cordon, the escorts could not fire without risking a hit on Bloodblade, and Turek's own defensive fire was inhibited by the escorts' positions.
but Bloodblade's shields held, and both the cutters blew as Turek's return fire caught them.
That was Stanson. Next in line would be Woodward.
But Woodward did not answer a hail, and four more cutters immediately wove their way through murderous fire, one blown 10,000 kilometers out by one of the escorts to attack Bloodblade. Kai shook her head. Even if every cutter attacked Turek's ship at once, they could not possibly overwhelm his defenses. At most, they could distract one of his scan techs. Even as she thought that, she spotted what the cutters were doing now. Not merely distraction, but temptation. Tempting little fish in a barrel. Tempting Turek's weapons crews to drop the shields long enough to burn them with the stern beam. One after another, as if crazed with rage at their commander's death, they moved in to attack Bloodblade's stern, firing their own puny beams. Out of missiles, that would signal. One after another died, vaporized. Until Turek's gunner, enticed by the easy kills, left the beam on long enough for one to approach at a different vector and launch a full load of missiles into Bloodblade's unprotected stern.
Damn it!
Kai could see it herself. The telltale burst of radiation across the spectrum. Would be nice if it just blew. Next to getting the kill for Vanguard 2, Kai wanted to see Turek blown apart by anyone, and the Nexus cutters deserved it. They had lost 9 in the attempt. But Bloodblade's stern shields came back up, and whatever damage the missiles had done clearly wasn't fatal. Well, a chance still for Vanguard 2.
Vada's War, Victory Conditions, is continued on the next CD.